Pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick joins us now from New Life Pharmacy. We're hearing that people are not seeking help with ultimately serious conditions such as heart failure. Why is that?
Well, if you think of the heart as a pump, in heart failure, the pumping mechanism, that's where blood is pumped around the body, it's just not working correctly.
What are the causes?
There's lots of reasons, Barry, high blood pressure, diseases of the valves in the heart, diseases of the heart muscle itself, as well as excess alcohol.
So what are some of the symptoms for this?
You can become quite short of breath through exercise, but more worryingly, let's say, when you're at rest, you can develop a cough and it's like a frothy sputum. And that can get worse at night when you're lying down, and that, of course, affects your sleep. Tiredness generally can be a common symptom, sometimes confusion. Lastly, you may notice your heart beating much, much faster.
So presumably you should phone your GP. What happens after that?
Obviously, the GP will make a decision as to the next steps. But if heart failure is suspected, the GP can take a blood test and there's a particular peptide present. If that's found, that can indicate that the heart muscle is under pressure. There can be other reasons for this, so it'll probably be followed up with something called an echocardiogram. Now, that's where the cardiologist can assess how the heart is actually functioning.
If heart failure was diagnosed, is medication suggested, Elizabeth?
Yeah, first of all, anything else going on, such as high blood pressure or diabetes, now that needs to be controlled. But examples of medication are diuretics or water tablets. And my patients don't particularly like these because, of course, they remove fluid through the kidneys and means you get rushing to the loo for a few hours in the morning. We often ask our patients to weigh themselves daily to see if they're keeping to an effective weight loss. For example, 0.5 to 1 kilogram per day. You don't want to lose too much fluid. That can have a detrimental effect on your kidneys. Some people might recognise the name of a water tablet such as furosemide. ACE inhibitors are usually prescribed. Examples are lisinopril or ramipril. Usually we start the patient on a low dose and then titrate up. Now, all of this needs monitoring, kidney function, blood pressure measurements. For many patients, again, another medicine we usually add in is a beta blocker, and it's usually bisoprolol.
What about general advice if someone has heart failure?
Clearly stopping smoking, having a healthy, balanced diet, and moderating alcohol. That's general bits of advice. But we also recommend exercise with specialist advice on rehabilitation programs. If someone starts to experience new or worsening symptoms of, say, night breathlessness, weight gain, cough, then it might be time to get a medication review, and that's really important. Also, think about seeking advice if you're taking over-the-counter medicines. For example, effervescent painkillers like paracetamol effervescent, that contains lots of salt, which of course can make things worse. And non-steroidals that I've talked about, ibuprofen before, that in some cases can cause an increase in water retention, so better avoid it.
Now, on a current subject, what's your opinion on masks?
Well, we wear masks within the pharmacy because it's virtually impossible to keep 2 meters social distancing that's recommended. I think that's the point. If you're going somewhere where it'll be difficult to exercise the government recommendations, for example, public transport or maybe some smaller shops, then I would say wear a mask. Or if you want to make your own, that's fine. Just remember when you're taking the mask or the face covering off, then it's the outside of the mask that's potentially will have the virus. And you have to be very careful about folding the mask inwards and then double bagging it or putting it straight in the washing machine and maybe washing at 60 degrees.
What should these homemade masks be made of, Elizabeth?
Well, what they're saying is they're talking about T-shirts, cotton. They're not really particularly suggesting certain materials, but the more porous the material, then clearly particles can get in. So I think it's just common sense, really. Yeah, it's really important to wash your hands if you're touching a mask. It's just so important. And it's the crucial time not to touch your face or eyes. I really have to get that message over.
Now, Elizabeth, you're currently fundraising for RNIB. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, it's great fun. I did this dance, a Zumba dance. What happened? I usually go to a Zumba class and I just love it and it's great de-stressing. And of course, I can't go just now. So I just decided to do a Zumba dance in my kitchen. So I put it up and I asked people to donate to RNIB on the Just Giving page.
So what's your target?
It's £1,000.
What we'll do then, Elizabeth, we'll share a link on the podcast of this so people can donate if they wish.
Brilliant.
Also, you have a pharmacy in Glasgow, and I hear a film crew dropped in the other day.
Yes, it was great. You see, I've got a tea trolley at the side of my Perspex screen. And what I do is I put the prescription, or whether it's the card machine, on the trolley. I push it forward and then I can use a rope to bring it back. So it means that nobody's really touching anything, which is marvellous. And so this was quite fascinating. And the BBC came along and decided to film it. Have a word with me as well. And I believe it's on the BBC website. So it was great fun. And what happens is people get a bit of a smile, a bit of a laugh at saying, oh, my grandmother's got one of these tea trolleys, which makes me feel very old, but never mind. But it's just nice to share with people and keep them safe. That's what it's all about.
Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy, thanks for taking the time to talk to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's a pleasure, Barry.